It's New Year's Eve. Yes, you're all allowed to go out and enjoy yourselves tonight. But when you're out there having fun, spare a thought for those who have to the work of mopping up all the nasty accidents. These guys here.
I've been a joke, isn't it? I want a big laugh on, but serious
for us paramedics, like, you know. We've been out in the boot, like, you know, on the streets and stuff, and we've seen some pretty horrendous things, like, this Christmas.
Really?
Aye.
What's the most horrendous thing you've seen?
His missus coming out of the big man.
Oh, no, man!
Horrific!
I was ripped up. Hey, and there's a message there for everyone about the dangers of drinking strong lager. You end up with a bird like his.
Oh, no!
Hey, serious business, you know.
Hey, and there's a message here, and this young man and I, we've been looking after him all night. Look at him.
No, you haven't.
We've been looking after him all night.
Are you treating him?
Aye, we're going to take him down McDonald's for a McFlurry and a flitter.
Yeah!
I'm hurting all over. Help me, man. I'm hurting all over.
This not so. Oh, man. Well, I've given you the one sour, man, and I cannot find anything wrong with you medically. Must be the drinking.
Well, shall I come back when you're sobered up then?
Ah, dear.
That's a disgrace. Daddy coming in the day, like, and he's stumbling over, like, gonna treat him like, and he's pushing his hand in his chest, like, and he's going, "Hey, Buzz, man, hey, Buzz!"
Was he having a heart attack?
No, he's broken his hand.
I knew it!
Don't tell me that that is a real nose! That is a massive! I knew it!
I think he's seeing trouble, mate.
Joking aside,
there are a lot of dangers.
Did you know he was going to say that?
Did he know?
Drinking's great, isn't it?
Aye.
There are a lot of dangers, though, involved. We're getting out on New Year's Eve. I mean, take the obvious one. Drink.
No thanks, I've had one too many already.
I'm working.
Can you be serious for a moment? I'm a paramedic, like.
You know.
There are dangers, like, you know, especially the night with going out in the cold and all that. So, I've got a message for any ladies what's planning on going out scantily clad.
What's that?
I'll be in Yates's Wine Lodge at about 11 o'clock.
Hey, son, how are you?
Oh, it's not bad, thanks.
Danny Lake.
I tell you what, I've got a little story about Ralph. He comes out of China Whites just last week with this great hot little glamour cutie. Oh, man. Yeah, but he's had a couple too many. Yeah. He slips on some black ice.
Yeah.
Right, cracks his head on the pavement, knocks himself out on the curbstone. No. 2 minutes later, we roll up, right?
Yeah.
There we are in the back of the ambulance.
Yeah.
Us bonny lads, yeah.
Yeah.
Ralphie. Yeah. This little glamour model, right?
Yeah.
And me and a bottle of smelling salts.
Right.
So I'm wafting this bottle of smelling salts under his nose, like, and Ralph comes round.
Was he in shock?
Aye. Well, all were. How the hell did he pull a glamour model? So anyways, right, we tested her and all. She's 25 times over the drink driver. And blind as a bat.
Man, that explains it.
Hey, kind of that China White lady now was in there, and one of those glamour models, her name was Lucy Pinder, man. She's come over, like, she's gone, I'm not feeling too good, like, you know, so I says, lie down there, you know, and we tried to loosen the top, like, you know, which was a job in itself, wasn't it? And now, you know, we gave her, like, an examination.
All right, was there anything wrong with her chest?
No.
Mind you, like, that Mickey Thomas.
He says,
down China White.
He says he loves it.
What's that?
It's something to do with all the bars.
Oh.
Is that because he's been in jail, like? Is that why it's funny?
Mickey, I'm sorry, man. Sorry about him. Anyway, we've got a gun to the case in Russia, haven't we?
Aye.
Aye, so Moscow. Aye. See you, buddy, lads.